It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now for a review of the week's top regional news stories is Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Well, Jack, it can safely be said that what happens in Detroit is never boring. Were you surprised at the success of Mike Duggan's write-in mayoral campaign?
I think everyone was surprised by the extent of it, the fact that a majority of all people who voted, wrote his name or tried to write his name in, that more than 85% of the names were spelled right, and that I think a lot of us thought he would make the runoff, but he really was far, far ahead of the man who was on the ballot, Benny Napoleon, and everybody else was sort of eating his dust. So it'll just remain to be seen what happens in November. One thing we know is that a lot more people will vote.
Meanwhile, the wolf isn't just knocking on Detroit's door. It sat down to supper. Why does there seem to be such a feeding frenzy over the city's Institute of Arts?
Well, of course, the Institute of Arts is a world-class art museum, and I think it had never occurred to anybody before the emergency manager started making noises that the art might be sold to cover some of the city's enormous debt. And, of course, people are panicked about that. The Attorney General has said he thinks that's not constitutional, although if a federal bankruptcy judge says it is, federal law trumps state law. Other people think they're setting a value on it. They're bringing in Christie's to value the collection. This is done just as sort of an inventory of assets. And, of course, a lot of people in the suburbs are outraged. They pay taxes to support the DIA. They voted a couple of years ago to do that to themselves. So people are really up in arms about this. And the betting, I think, is that it's unlikely to happen, but nobody knows.
Yeah. Well, when Michigan puts people in prison, they stay there longer than most other states. That's according to a Pew Research Center study last year. There are groups calling for parole reform in the state. Your thoughts on this, Jack?
Well, they're actually calling for sentencing reform more than parole reform. Well, that's part of it, too. And what makes this interesting is it's not the usual sort of prisoners' rights groups. There is a movement in conservative circles that this policy of locking everybody up really isn't working in a criminology way, and it's bankrupting the states. So the main mover is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Joe Haveman, very conservative representative from Holland, which says this just doesn't work. We should look at sentencing guidelines. And we can say the encouraging thing is there are fewer people by 7,000 now than there were a few years ago, but still, Michigan locks up more people, locks them up for longer, and it costs us more. It costs $34,000 per prisoner. We have 44,000 prisoners. So there's a sense that this is not sustainable over the long term. The trouble is that it's very easy for politicians to demagogue and pound the table and say, we're not going to let those criminals back out on the streets. So what we don't know yet is if anything will come of this.
Yeah. Well, as always, thank you for the information. Have a great weekend, Jack.
Always a pleasure.